The programs we're unveiling today are the Livestock Forage Program, which has been a part of prior farm bills, the Livestock Indemnity Program, the Emergency Loss Assistance Program for honeybees, farm-raised fish, and also the Tree Assistance Program. And all of those information is available on our website, or farmers can contact their county offices to see what they might be eligible for.
When the 2008 Farm Bill expired in 2011, we lost some of these, or some livestock disaster programs. Are these new programs, are they retroactive? How do they, are they going to be able to go back and help producers in that kind of gap period?
Absolutely. I think that the program that's going to affect mostly our producers here in Indiana is the Livestock Forage Program. We're expecting 86 of our 92 counties will qualify for the program as it relates to the drought monitor that was issued on August 7th of 2012. We had 86 counties at that time. We have secretarial disasters that were issued for Indiana due to the drought that we were experiencing in 2012. So absolutely, it's a retroactive program to go back and assist those producers for operating costs, feed losses, things that they've had that were a part of their farming operation. What they need to have available when they contact our county offices is kind of an inventory of what animals they had on pasture at that time and what forage loss they may have had during that summer of 2012 period. Absolutely, the other programs also are retroactive back to October 1st of 2011 and will continue forever as permanent law.
That was my next question. These are not contingent on a farm bill. These programs are different for producers moving forward, correct?
Absolutely. It's the first time we've had a disaster program that now becomes a part of permanent law. It does not have to be reauthorized by Congress. Administratively, within the agency, we can set deadlines. We've developed the rules and the regulations, and so all of those pieces are being taken care of the executive branch level. We just appreciate what the legislative branch did in terms of getting programs for producers.
Deadlines for these programs that were rolled out today?
The four programs that were rolled out today for years 2011 through the end of this calendar year, December 31st, 2014, the deadline for sign up would be January 30th of 2015. And then every year after, the deadline will be January 30th of that year for the year that there would be affected disasters.
Obviously, these are programs that are going to take a lot of time to go through and a lot of information. How important is it that producers, when they come into their FSA office, have all of that put together?
I would encourage producers to give their county offices a call, tell them what kind of a producer they are, what information they may need to bring with them. If it's indemnity, obviously there's been a livestock loss, and so we would need more records than potentially we would need for the Livestock Forage Program, where you would just need to identify what pasture or what forages were impacted. So I would encourage producers to contact their county office, let them know what program they think they may be interested in, and then our county office staff can walk them through exactly what they need to bring to the office when they come.